Hello, this is Gabriel McBird. I've not done a review for a while of anywhere, mainly because I haven't been to many new places, really. However, I was just looking around on Just Eat, as you do, and I came across an Italian place called Basilico. I think it was just over a mile away from me. I'm not sure of the address. I will actually look it up. So it's ordered on Just Eat, and this pizza includes it. It describes itself as a Divola Inferno, and Divola pizza is hot enough. That's really. It's got two kinds of Italian sausage, mozzarella cheese, pizza sauce. Red and green fresh chilies and peppers, like red and green pepper sort of thing. The hot version has extra Scotch bonnet chilies and also chili flakes. Feeling a bit knackered actually, so maybe it'll wake me up. It does promise to be a belter. Quite often in Italian places, they don't really rev up the heat, but we'll see what this effort's like, and I will definitely let you know. Actually, I've just looked up where it is. It's 655 Commercial Road, and that, it says, is 0.8 miles away. It should be here in about 10 minutes, so I'll report on what it's like. Okay, so pizza's now arrived. It's a nice, thin, quite crispy Italian base. I just went for a 10-incher because I didn't know quite how warm it would be. So I've broken a piece off. Nice quality meat, but I'm a bit disappointed about the heat. There's definitely a chili kick, but the meat's quite tasty, but I must say it's certainly not the heat I'd imagine. I think often in Italian places the heat isn't as fierce as it's made out to be when they say it's an inferno or whatever, so I'm glad I went for the hotter option anyway. Let me know if my mind changes when I finished it. Okay, well, I've changed my mind somewhat. I've eaten another piece, and this will make me hiccup a bit with the heat. The first bit, rather sadly, didn't have any Scotch bonnet. Can't taste the smoked chilli, but I can taste the red and green chilli in there, and now taste the Scotch bonnet. The problem with pizza in some ways is a bit like a Pizza Express pizza, where some of the topping is in small bits, but I'm pleased to say now it's kicked in. It's it's definitely pretty full on. And you can have a bit to eat there. That's more like it. It's getting nice and warm now anyway, I'm pleased to say. That's a pizza finished. It was overall pretty gentle, but there were four or five bits of really hot chilli. And when I finished the pizza, the last big chunk of Scotch bonnet in the box, and wow. It's a bit uneven, but when the bits of chilli, there's few bits of Scotch bonnet chilli that were there really eye-watering or wateringly hot. Yeah, my eyes are streaming a bit, certainly. Whew, a bit fierce. God, so it gives you a buzz, really. Well, okay, I'll depart. And what mark am I going to give the pizza, though? The pizza itself was nice and thin and quite crispy. A little bit chewy, probably a little bit overcooked. So slightly dry, but I know it's hard to get that right when you deliver because they can end up getting all soggy as well. So I'd say pretty good. Now, for £13 pizza, perhaps a little expensive, probably a couple of quid over the odds, really. Even for, I mean, pizzas are over expensive anyway, but that was, I'm certainly buzzing. Bye. I forgot to give a mark. So out of 10, because it's a bit pricey, I'm going to give it 6.